over here at Finn Park in Balbuffet, and the first preseason game of the new campaign has ended all square. Harps 2, Derry City 2. So Harps earning a late equaliser through Max Hutchinson to deny Derry an opening day win. It's a good game, especially in the first half. Derry in front after 5 minutes through Michael Duffy. Harps level just before half time. Cracking goal from Ryan Flood. Worked a brilliant 1-2 on the edge of the area with Patrick Ferry, and then struck one with his right foot into the top corner. Great goal from Flood. He actually wasn't named in the starting 11, but he started in place of Success Edigan, who wasn't allowed to take the field because of an issue with his earring. The match referee, Michael Connolly, insisting that the earring be taken out before the player was allowed to take the field. So he didn't come on until half time, and he did okay up top, although Derry City were by far the better side after the break. Both teams making a raft of changes, so you were taking notes and trying to work out who was coming on, Kieran. It wasn't easy at times, because while we were given team sheets before the game, in fairness to Harps, they did tell us that some of the numbers might not be matching up with the players involved, and there was an issue as well with the kits, because Derry City arrived here for this friendly in their change strip, a kind of a light blue, almost like a Manchester City colours, and that meant that Harps, who would have normally worn their blue tops, had to change into their old away strip, which is a black jerseys. Anyway, at half time, one apiece, and as I say, both teams making changes at half time, and it was one of the substitutes for Derry City who gave them the lead. Sean Patton took him one home from close range at less than a minute and a half into the second half. Ben Doherty almost made it 3-1 for City, only to be denied by a brilliant save from the Harps substitute goalkeeper Oisin Cooney, and then Ronan Boyce headed one over from another set piece situation just after the hour. The Harps equaliser came out of nothing, really. A ball into the area. Success Edigan did well to retrieve the situation, because the ball had kind of gone away from him a wee bit, and he passed the ball back to another substitute, another of the new faces for Harps, Chris Latoa, who's on loan from Bowes. It was his cross into the area, which was headed into the back of the net from Max Hutchinson, powered in a header in past the Derry City goalkeeper, Brian Maher. So that was two apiece, and it was probably a good result for both teams in the end up. The main thing, of course, is the fact that both squads got through this fixture without picking up any knocks or serious problems, and I think that was the way it was. Derry City will play Sligo Rovers now, I think, on Thursday night in another pre-season game. Harps then play Sligo Rovers themselves here in Balbuffet next weekend, and then these sides will meet again at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium in a fortnight's time, and it's all in preparation for the new season, which gets underway in 5 weeks' time. City at home to Drogheda United in their first game, Harps away to Longford Town, and the new faces did well for Harps, especially David Colley, who played in the middle of the park for Harps in the first half. He was really, really impressive in alongside Stephen Doherty and Tony McNamee in that area for Harps. For Derry City, Patrick Hogan was here today, but he wasn't involved in this match, and I'm sure City will be looking to get him some game time over the next couple of weeks, perhaps in that match against Sligo Rovers later in the week. So that's it from a cold and wintry Finn Park, where it's finished. Finn Harps 2, Derry City 2. Kieran.